Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Before we go another step in this exciting journey from the false worship of the moon god in Ur to Abraham's personal friendship of the all-encompassing God of glory, we must ask why Abraham was chosen. Is it fair that God bypassed all others to select him? Do we miss out on the blessings offered to Abraham? These are crucial questions, not so much about Abraham, but about God. Does he play favorites? Do we all have a chance? We obviously won't be able to answer everything in 2 minutes, but note these verses. The Lord says, "Shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment." Genesis 18, verses 17 to 19. Does God intend to bless Abraham alone? No. God is not playing favorites. His plan is that through blessing this man, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. And why Abram? Because, says the Lord, "I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord." God was looking for a missionary family who would carry out God's plan, teaching their children after them. Through this family would come the scriptures for all, and the Savior for all, and the Spirit who would go into all the world to preach this glorious message, quote, "Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other." Isaiah 45:22. As Romans 10:12 says, "There is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him." Abraham's God can be your God too. Call on him.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.